This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hey there, you are listening to Glow As We Grow. I am your host, Zoe. This is where we share thoughts and reflections from inspiring young adults' life in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So today, everybody, it is about, not all about, but today it is about glowing, shining, sparkling industry, because we're going to talk about fashion and my journey as a model. Woohoo! Which I don't know about you, but I'll definitely be thrilled to talk about it. And I am really excited right now. So I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and we were talking about modeling and runway show. He was just asking all the right questions, which I could never stop talking about. I can just go on and on and on. I just could never stop. So I was thinking, why don't I just make it a podcast then? So yeah, thank you, Isaiah, for being a wise man and inspiring me. So I have been a model for almost a year. I started mid-year last year, and I had quite a few photo shoots. And I was really honored to be a part of the Dunedin Fashion Week, and I participated as a runway model for the very, very first time. And the question I got the most from people would be how I started, how do I know that I could do it, and what does it feel like, you know, like today. I said, like, I'm thrilled to share my point of view, and hopefully we'll dig into the other side of modeling industry today. Firstly, let's just follow the timeline and see how I started. So it has to be some sort of inspiration, right? It's always some inspiration. Plus, I think I'm a doer more than a thinker. I do think a lot, but once I want something, I just start, like, I had to take action so to get it done as soon as possible. Is it good? Yes. It gets your work done. Is it bad? Yes. I bet you have no idea how much impulsive shopping I do. Anyway, so I have seen people who are already in this industry, but I met people, actually I met one of my model friend outside of uni and in person. I was thinking, like, I have never seen a model in real life and they look so stunning, and I could just not believe that people like this actually exist and they look exactly like one of those well-made photo shoot. And this made me realize that, wow, it's, you know, like, something is might just not as far as I thought. That applies to a lot of things in life as well. So I got so interested in it. I did some research. In fact, I did look through my old photos. Actually, I took some selfies at home. I think I saw that bit of artistic creativity left in my blood, which runs in my family. And I started to ask around some of my model friends. They were being so supportive and encouraging. And of course, like, I got that bit of encouragement I needed. After that, I started to reach out to people and organizations, but I have not heard from any of them at the start. However, Isaiah, being the only one person who replied to me and said that he's willing to work together and just to help out each other to build the profiles. So thanks to him, I finally kickstarted my modeling journey as a volunteer for Otago Photography Club as a portrait model. So this experience was a really good practice for me and had enriched my profile quite a lot, which helped me to sign this contract with my agency 6 months after. Again, with help from my modeling friend. And earlier in April this year, I went on the runway show for Dunedin Fashion Week. It was, of course, iconic and remarkable milestone. But it was about the vibe. Of course, it was like on fire. But what I'm trying to say here is it was mostly about how models and staffs support each other. Not just to do your favor or something, but like really, really emotionally supporting you. And they just genuinely giving positive comments. And that assurance really just brings out the best of people, including me. And this is what we need to feel confident on stage. And I think this is what we need to feel confident in life. So I think if you're ever going to ask me, that's the number one reason why I love being part of this. Like, why am I continuing doing this? Number two reason is how exclusive this is. Like, don't understand me wrong. Like, I know how challenging it is out there for models to beat anxiety, to beat eating disorder, body shame, even something even more horrible. But I am glad that I see some changes nowadays. I am glad that being unique is respected and encouraged. I also see this side, like from these people, encouraging us to be ourselves and bring the diversity to the environment. Your body shape, your personalities, even your insecurities are considered unique to you. And this is something special. Like, being next to them, I don't even have to worry about being, you know, judged or something like that, or express myself, because I know the only thing I will hear is the positive comments. And of course, I do the same to them when I see them dressing up stylish as a way to express themselves. So yeah. But like, people were asking me, you know, how do you get that level of confidence? How do you know that you can just do it, be there? I say based on my personal experience, you'd have to understand what you hear and what you choose to accept. They are two different things. What I mean by that is people have the freedom to say anything, everything, positive, negative, and they can come from good intentions or bad intentions. It is out of control, of course, but what is in our control is choose not to believe it or choose not to accept that. Yes, you heard negative comments. And what I'm saying here is that you have the option to not believe that it is you if it comes from a bad intention. That's how at least that's how I protect my own energy to save it for something important. The other thing is also to have the capability to get out of a toxic environment or to leave a person that is toxic. It can help a lot. So if people tell you off once or twice, then like, you know, you could be making a mistake. But if, you know, like if you hear it constantly, being told off, being, you know, judged, there's something, you know, something might be wrong here. Something needs to be worked on or something needs to be taken care of. I think the best thing is to really do your best to let yourself be surrounded by nice voice, lovely voices, but like sometimes the right things can be harsh to hear, can be really harsh to hear actually. But the right crowd would be there and support you and be there for you. And lastly, I think we just need a bit of assurance to believe that you are doing a good job somewhere, somehow. It can be anything, big or small. There's a really good way to practice this is to practice self-compliment in your journal. If you don't have a journal, I highly recommend starting one, especially if you're not too satisfied with your life right now or any aspects in your life. You can put literally anything into it. Note down your changes or record your progress, record your mood, your mood flow, your nutritional balance, your daily gratitude. Like, I won't expand too much on it now, but for today, just simply write down these, for example, three things that you did today and made you a better person. And that would really boost your confidence. For example, I can say today I successfully recorded my episode and I went to all of my lectures so that I kept up with my study. Third one being I had balanced meal because I am a responsible person. I am, you know, I'm taking good care of myself. I'm taking good care of my health. It's just this easy. It's a small but a strong reminder of how, you know, how beautiful you are as a human. Now, let's look into the future and the ambitions. No, I'm just kidding. Not really ambitions, but where does modeling taking me to? You know, my friends wondered. I also wondered. Plus, I am still wondering now. I just ticked off my bucket list being a runway model. What's next? You know, what's happening now? I don't know. But I think what's really important is I hope I can continue being myself and be brave to really express myself, to not be afraid to show me, if you see what I mean, and to have a open mind, really, to really respect other people, other culture, so that I can, like, support them as well. That's what I hope I can do in future, like, continue doing in future. I do hope, though, I can get to the chance to do more photo shoot in my culture, both Chinese and Mongolian culture. Mongolian being the minor culture, as well as, I don't know, more than 50 minor ethnicity groups in China. I think as one of them, I am obligated, like I feel obligated to protect them and to make them being seen, being known. Modeling for them could be a really good way for people to see it, to see the beauty of them. Plus, I like taking photos in my traditional clothes. Like, they will always look stunning, and it's just always, some of them, like, visually shocking as well. But with some sort of modern designs right now, you can easily style them into a everyday look, and it'll look really good. Like, they go really well with my personal style as well. As some of you might know me, you know, my style is like a strong feminine, I don't know, aggressive beauty, cool. cold, dark, intimidating, unapproachable. But yeah, like, I swear to God, I am really, really approachable in person. So please don't run away. Come talk to me. Like, once I started talking, though, you know, like, you will see how unhinged and clingy I actually am. Like, that's what my friend said. Anyway, so yeah, that's that part. Now move on to the other part, like, what has changed? What is, you know, why is it different now? What makes me a different person now? How did being a model really changed me? I think the number one massive change would be I am not that self-conscious right now, especially when I wear something I want. Like, you know, not a really everyday look, but like unique to me. I don't have that much self-conscious. In fact, I'm now willing to try a lot of different styles. Some new ones even, like, I'm really open to it now. That is something that brings me joy every day. Like, I am paying more attention to how people would show themselves. From their outfits as well, like, I think the outfit would be like the main part. I will not hesitate, or like, I won't hesitate that much to compliment them, to give them the positive vibe. Because that's what I learned from the show. That's what I learned from modeling industry so far. That's what I feel. I think I know I do that because I know it would make their day, and it certainly would make my day as well. So yeah. Also, I noticed that I take better care of myself too. I pay, like, I don't know, double, triple, not, I can't really tell, but like, I do pay more attention to maintain a healthy lifestyle. I think maintaining a healthy lifestyle would just naturally make you look representable and naturally give you that glow. See what I mean? Yeah, like, I, like, mentally, physically, just like, I have more, you know, balanced meals, and I make sure I have enough nutrients. I, you know, hydration, of course. And also, like, I let myself be around with positive vibes to, like, maintain, like, a healthy mental status. I do believe that it will show on the outside if you feel good inside. Physical being a big part, I avoid staying up too late. No, that was a lie. I need to stop scrolling on my phone. Yes, and I also go to gym a bit more now. And yes, that was also a lie. I need to keep up with that. I think I really need a gym plan remade. But like, right now I can't do it because I'm having piles and piles and piles of assignments. I just found out that I will be hand in one or two, sometimes even three assignments every day. No, not every day. So sorry. Every week. Every week. It's been a long day, guys. It's been a long day. Every week for 7 weeks. 7 weeks from now on to my final week of final exam. So yeah, 7 weeks, let's go. Yeah, that is my excuse to not go to the gym and not have a plan and not maintain a healthy lifestyle for now. For now, I will get back to it. Hopefully, I will have more content about fashion industry, about the runway show I went on, about the modeling as well in the future. But I hope you have enjoyed today's episode. And I don't know about you guys. I certainly did enjoy it. Don't hesitate to reach out. I will be more than happy to hear your thoughts. You will know where to find me. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Glow As We Grow on OAR FM Youth Zone. Feel free to message me on my Instagram at zozozoe_official. You can find Glow As We Grow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and OAR at org.nz. Hope you have a lovely day.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.